Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. The word angel in Greek is angelos, which means messenger. God has used angels down through the ages to communicate to his people. Today, we begin a series detailing what angels are all about and how they played a crucial role in the Christmas story. We'll begin with the angel of the Lord. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Pastor Lutzer now begins a three-part series on the angels of Christmas with a message on the angel of the Lord.
At Christmas time, we focus on the birth of Jesus. We talk about Bethlehem. We talk about the angels, and we speak, of course, of the shepherds and the wise men. And that's understandable because it's the birth of Jesus that we celebrate. But let me ask you a question. What was Jesus doing before Bethlehem? You and I have potential existence before we were conceived and born, but Jesus had actual existence. He is the one about whom the Bible says his goings forth have been from of old and from everlasting. So he's always been. Frequently from the pulpit, I've quoted my oldest daughter when she was a child who said, "Dad, who was taking care of the world when God was a baby?" Don't you love children asking a half million questions before the age of 7? And my daughter reached that total at the age of 5. Who is taking care of the world? Well, when Simeon held the baby Jesus in his arms, there was more than the eye could see. There was a divine nature. Jesus was taking care of the world when he was a baby. And he was in the world long before he became a baby, because he was the pre-existent one. Now you say, well, did Jesus ever reveal himself in the Old Testament during the times before Bethlehem? And the answer is yes, he did. This is a very brief series of messages titled The Angels of Christmas. And next time we're going to talk about Gabriel and how he was sent from God to Mary. And then we'll talk about the angels that gave the shepherds the news. Angels are big news today. And we'll also talk about the bad angels and the good angels and how people are not distinguishing between the two of them. But today I want you to know that in the Old Testament, when you have the expression, the angel of the Lord, the angel of the Lord is a reference to Christ, who was interacting with people here on earth. That's to be distinguished from an angel of the Lord. There are plenty of angels, millions of angels, but only one, the angel of the Lord. Amen. You say, well, can you prove that scripturally? I'm so glad that you asked that. You should always ask that when you're at the Moody Church. I'd like to leave two propositions before you, and we'll ask you to turn to only two passages today. My remarks will be brief, but I want you to see that indeed, first of all, the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament is spoken of as God. Let me give you an example. I'll simply refer to it in the book of Genesis chapter 22, when Abraham is about to slay his son Isaac. The angel of the Lord comes from heaven and says, "Abraham, do not kill the boy, for now I know that thou fearest God," catch this now, "because thou hast not withheld thy son from me." The angel of the Lord is speaking and is claiming to be deity. Now the passage that I will ask you to turn to is Exodus chapter 3. Exodus chapter 3, the story of Moses and the burning bush. You'll notice it says, chapter 3, verse 1, "Now Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, and he led his flock to the west side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared to him," there we have it, "the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. He looked, and behold, the bush was burning, yet it was not consumed. And Moses said, I will turn aside to see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. Verse 4, when the Lord Jehovah saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush and said, Moses. And later on, this God, this angel of the Lord says, I am that I am. Which, of course, is quoted by Jesus in the New Testament as referring to himself. So in the Old Testament, when you have these references to the angel of the Lord, there's evidence that it really is Jesus. Now, I've emphasized that the angel of the Lord is Jehovah. A second proposition in your mind should be this, that the angel of the Lord is frequently distinguished from Jehovah. And this is the second passage. It's found in the book of Zechariah. Do you have a problem finding the book of Zechariah? If you do, you can turn to the New Testament break, the New Testament and the Old Testament break, and then go back a few pages, a few chapters. In Zechariah chapter 1, verse 12, we read these words. Then the angel of the Lord says, the angel of Yahweh, Jehovah. By the way, no matter what translation you have, when you come across the Old Testament word Lord and the entire word is capitalized, that's a reference to Jehovah. So it says, the angel of Jehovah said, O Jehovah of hosts, how long will you have mercy on Jerusalem and the cities of Judah against which you have been angry these 70 years? So you find the angel of Jehovah is interceding to Jehovah. Well, now let's put all this together. Let's think theologically for a moment. If the angel of the Lord is indeed Jehovah and yet is distinguished from Jehovah and can talk to Jehovah, our only answer is that the angel of the Lord must be the second person of the Trinity, namely Christ. And that's what makes sense out of these passages and many others that we could turn to. And since we know that the Father and the Holy Spirit generally do not manifest themselves to human beings, it only makes sense to know that the second person of the Trinity, Jesus, is the angel of Jehovah in the Old Testament. Isn't it interesting that after the incarnation, after Bethlehem, you have no reference again to the angel of the Lord? Plenty of angels, but no reference to the angel of the Lord. Now, today I'm taking you through this thought process because the next question is, if the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament is Jesus, the Jesus of the New Testament, is there a similarity between the ministries that the angel of the Lord did in the Old Testament and the ministry that Jesus Christ does in the New Testament and to us today? And the answer is yes. There's probably 7 or 10 different similar ministries. I'm going to list 5 very briefly. First of all, he reveals God. I already quoted from the book of Exodus where the angel of the Lord is revealing God to Moses. And what did Jesus say when he was here on earth? Jesus said, he who has seen me hath seen the Father. And Jesus also made this statement. He says, I am that I am, identifying himself with the angel of the Lord. The Bible says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten Son has declared him, has revealed him. Second, we find that he intercedes for his people. That's based on the passage that I read from Zechariah a moment ago. He intercedes for his people. Now let's go to John chapter 17, where Jesus comes to the Father and says, Father, I don't pray for these alone, but for those also who shall someday believe in me through their word. And Jesus is the great intercessor. Then also you find in the Old Testament, the angel of the Lord comforted people. Remember the story of Hagar. She was cast out of the home of Abraham, and she was pregnant with child, about to give birth to Ishmael. And the angel of the Lord finds her weeping beside a well. And the angel of the Lord comes and gives her a promise and gives her comfort and tells her that she can go back to her home. And after that, Hagar says, I'm going to call this place Beer Lahairoi, which means really, thou God seest me. And the text says she named the place that because this is the place where God met her. The angel of the Lord gave people comfort in the Old Testament. In fact, it says that the angel of the Lord encompasses around about those who fear him. Well, does Jesus give us comfort today? The answer is yes. Come unto me, all ye who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is there to help us. And where two or three are gathered together in his name, Jesus is there to grant them all that they need. Jesus is the great comforter, just as the angel of the Lord comforted people in the Old Testament, because the angel of the Lord is Jesus. Finally, we discover also, or not quite finally, but he judges his people. In 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verse 15, we have that reference to the angel of the Lord judging people because of David's sin. Well, Jesus is going to be the judge. He's going to come, the Bible says, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, who will be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and the glory of his power. Takes your breath away. Jesus is going to come as judge. The book of Revelation has many, many paragraphs describing the judgment that Jesus will bring to this earth. And then, of course, he is the deliverer. He delivers his people. And Jesus came, the Bible says, to deliver his people from their sins. The angel of the Lord delivered people in the Old Testament. Jesus delivers them in the New Testament, because I shall say it one more time, he is the angel of the Lord, performing essentially the very same ministries.
You know, my friend, this is Pastor Lutzer. One of the things that we must understand about Jesus is this. He not only comes as Savior, and as I've already emphasized, he comes as Lord, King, and Judge. You know, even as we anticipate the new year, we here at Running to Win have a resource that we think will help you run the race of life 365 days of the year. It's entitled Running to Win. That's what it is. It's a devotional authored by D.L. Moody and myself. And for a gift of any amount, it can be yours. Now, this devotional makes a wonderful Christmas gift, even as you think about the opportunity to influence someone, to encourage them, and to help them understand the importance of beginning every day with God. Title, Running to Win.
Today, Pastor Erwin Lutzer began a three-part series on the Angels of Christmas. Next time, more about the Angel of the Lord. We'd like you to have a brand new daily devotional in time for the new year. It's called simply Running to Win. It's yours as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. For details, call 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.